We're up to Chavtesa Medeis. Omer Le Eliyahu Le Rav Yehuda Achva De Rav Salah Hasida. Eliyahu said to Rav Yehuda, the brother of Rav Salah Hasida, Lo Sirsa Velo Sachti. Don't get angry and don't sin. Lo Sarvi Velo Sechti. Don't get drunk and don't sin. The Chidah says that he was telling him even in a place where it may be a mitzvah to get angry. Right, get angry at your students, get angry at your children, or whatever, still be careful because it's going to lead to anger that's not mutter, and that's a terrible avera. And the same thing even where maybe it's a mitzvah to get drunk, like on Shabbos, Yontif, or whatever, don't get drunk either there because it's going to lead you to get drunk the wrong times. Others say that both of these things, anger and getting drunk, anger says you forget your learning. The person who gets angry is learning, and once you don't have learning, the Torah protects you from chetz. You're going to end up doing sins. The same thing it says that getting drunk makes you a balgaiva. You start acting very haughtily. And gaiva makes you forget your learning. So if you're going to get drunk and become a balgaiva, you'll forget your learning, and that won't be protected from sinning. You'll end up doing chatoy. Shata yoshi l'derech himolech b'koncha. And before you go out to travel, when you go out to take a trip, literally it means confer with the Rabbanu Shel Olam and then go. How do you confer with the Rabbanu Shel Olam? Omer Rabbi Yaakov, Omer Rav Chisda, Zu Tfilas HaDerech. You should say Tfilas HaDerech. For Omer Rabbi Yaakov, Omer Rav Chisda, Kol Hayotzi LaDerech, Tzorech Lispal Tfilas HaDerech. When you travel, you should say Tfilas HaDerech. My Tfilas HaDerech. What is Tfilas HaDerech? Yehi ratzon b'fonecho Hashem Elokai, shetolicheni l'shalom, v'satzideni l'shalom, v'sismecheni l'shalom, v'satzileni mikav kol oye v'orei v'aderech, v'sishla brocha v'maise yodai, v'sitneni l'chein l'chesed l'rachmin b'inecho v'inei koroai, baruch ato Hashem shomea tfila. Tfila saderech is basically that Rabban Shalom should make me travel towards peace, and he should make my footsteps be to peace, and he should support me in peace and save me from all enemies and people that are ambushing me in the way, and send the bracha in what I do, and put me in favor in kindness and mercy in the eyes of his eyes and the eyes of everyone who sees me. Baruch ato Hashem shomea tefila. This is Tfila Saderech. Omer Abaya, La'olam nishatif inish nafshe b'hadei tzibura. You shouldn't say it like that. That all of that is in singular. A person should always include himself together with the tzibur. Heichi neima, so therefore, how do you say it? Yiratzum fanech Hashem Elokeinu, shetolichenu l'shalom. And you say the whole thing in the plural, not in the singular. However, in the Sefer Hakone, Sefer Kabbalah, it says that even though you say the whole Tfila Saderech, Beloshen Rab, in one word you still say Beloshen Yochid, Visitneni, Lechenu, Lechesel, Rachmin. I was never able to find that Sefer Hakona to know what the reason is, and I probably wouldn't have understood it either. But in any case, but that's what he says, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah brings it down, that you should say the whole thing Beloshen Rabim, except the word Visitneni. That you should say that in Beloshen Yochid, even if you're saying it together with other people. What Abaya means, okay, we'll say over what's here after we finish the whole sugya. Eimas matzli, when do you say Tfilas HaDerech? Omer Rav Yaakov, Omer Rav Chisda, Mishor Shemahalech Baderech. Right, this is the gears that we have from the time that you start going on the road. Others have the gears of Mishor Sheyeoches Baderech. When you yachis means to hold on, you're holding on to the road already. Or others have the gears of mishor shemachzid baderech. When you already you've already started the trip. Ad kama, till when do you say it? We'll see what that means. Amr of Yaakov, Amr of Chisda, ad parsa. Till one parsa. It's 4 milim. Okay? The hechi matzliva, what do you say? Rav Chisda, Amr mu'umid. You have to say it standing up. Rav Sheshes Omer Afilu Mahalach. So Mu'umid over here can have two meanings. One is standing or stopping. You have to stop to say it. And Rav Sheshes said you can say it even walking. Rav Chisda Rav Sheshes Havi Ko'azli Ba'urcha. Rav Chisda and Sheshi were traveling together. Come Rav Chisda, v'kom Atzli. So Rav Chisda stopped, and he said, l'chore tefilas haderech. Omer le Rav Sheshi, the Shamei, Maiko Ovid Rav Chisda. So Rav Sheshi said to his Shamis, what's Rav Chisda doing? All of a sudden we stopped, and what is he doing? Omer le, koyu Matzli. He's standing still, and he's davening. He's saying tefilas haderech. Omer le, okman nomili didi. Okay, stop my donkey also. But actually, and also say, Tfilas Aderech. Me Yostov al Tikra Ra. Why, even though I hold, you don't have to stop. But since Rav Chisda is stopping anyway, might as well do the better way and stop, even though I hold you don't have to. Okay, let's see Rashi. Lo Sirsach velo Sachti. Lo Sichos, don't get angry. Shemitoch HaKas Atoboli Dechet. From anger you come to sin. Lo sarvi, lo tishtakir b'yayin. Don't get drunk. Himolech tul rishus. Himolech means to confer, but it also means to ask permission. Ask permission from the Ribbono Shel Olam to leave, which means daven to him. Nishatif nafshe, al yispal tefila ketzora b'loshen yochid. Don't daven, Rashi says, any of these tefilos in singular, ela b'loshen rabin. You should daven it into the plural, shemitochak tefilos l'nishmas, because you're including yourself with the tzibur. Now it's a tefila of the tzibur, it's answered faster. Ad kan kam azmanat l'spal, till where can you say tefilos aderech? Ad parsa. Avalola achashol at parsa. If you've already traveled one parsa, you can't say tefilos aderech. You have to say it at the beginning of the trip. But if you already went a whole parsa, you don't say tefilos aderech. That's Rashi's first pshat. Ubahag mefarish, and the Baal Halachas Gedolah says, Ad kava yavakish leilech, shiatzorech l'spal, ad parsa. He learns a different pshat. What's ad parsa? You have to have a minimum of one parsa to travel before you say Tfilas Aderech. But if you're making a trip that's less than a parsa, then you don't say Tfilas Aderech. So we have two pshatim in what ad parsa means. Rashi says it means that if you've already traveled one parsa, you don't say Tfilas Aderech. And the Bahag says that if you're going to travel less than a parsa total, you don't say Tfilas Aderech at all. Afilu ein lo leilech ela ad parsa. Avoderech pachos mi parsa ein tzorech lispal tefilas zu. If you're traveling less than a parsa, the Bahag holds, you don't say tefilas aderech. Rav Sheshes mo'orei na'im havi. Rav Sheshes was blind. So he asked his shamas what Rav Chisda was doing. All of a sudden they stopped traveling, and he wanted to know what Rav Chisda was doing. Why did they stop? Mi yos tov al tikri ra, hoel v'ani yochol lispal mu'umid, shari chavurasi omedes, lo ekra ra lispal mahalech afa pisha mutter. I hold you're allowed to daven when you say tefilas aderech while you're still moving. But since Rav Chisda held not like that, and anyway, we're going to have to wait because he stopped, right? So we're not going to be able to continue on anyway. So then I'll do it the way that he holds, and I'll stop also. Okay, let's just see what's here about tefilas aderech, then we'll go on. First of all, the Rambam doesn't bring down this Gemara at all. Bechlal. Okay? He, what's it called, doesn't mention this as Tfilas Aderech at all. There's two ways of understanding the Rambam. The Bichadish says that this whole sugya is not talking about Tfilas Aderech. It's talking about the Tfila Kitzara that you say when you're traveling, like we had before. When you're traveling, you're allowed to say a shortened version of Shemoneh Esrei. Right? And that Tfila Kitzara, we had a few different nuschals. And the Gemara said the halacha is like a cheirim, which is, Tzorche Amcha Yisrael Merubim, the Daitam Ksara, and it ends with Shomea Tfila. And this is another nusach. This is a continuation of the Gemara before. It has nothing to do with the prayer you say when you travel. It's talking about what Tfila Kitzara do you say in place of Shemona Esrei when you're traveling. And since we paskened already that the nusach is Kacherim, Tzorche Amcha Yisrael Merubim, and not this nusach, the Ram doesn't bring it down. And another way of understanding the Rambam is the Rishon Lezion. He says that there's later on Daf Samach in the Mishnah, there is a tefillah you say when you leave a city and when you come to a city. That you got into the city b'shalom and you left the city b'shalom. The Rambam learned that is tefillah saderech. That's the tefillah you say when you travel. And there it has no bracha, just a Samach tefillah. It doesn't say Baruch Atah Hashem. And the Rambam held that this sugya is nidcha because of that. That's the real tefillah you say when you travel, not this one. And therefore the Rambam didn't bring this down at all. So whatever reason, the Rambam does not bring down this as tefillah saderech bechlav. Okay. The fact that you say it b'loshen rabin, the Magen Avraham, the Sefer HaEshkol say, you say it B'lashon Rabbim, even if you're traveling alone. Because you include all the other people who are traveling, not with you necessarily, but traveling in general, what's it called, at the same time as you in other places. So you include yourself together with all the travelers. Okay? The Orchis Chaim says, no, if you're traveling with other people, then you should say it B'lashon Rabbim, to include all the other people. You're not saying for them, everybody's saying it themselves, but you're traveling in a group, so say it for the whole group. Include yourself in the group. But if you're traveling alone, right, then you say it, B'lashon Yochid. Okay. The Arminig is to say it, B'lashon Rabbim, no matter what. The Tzlach says that it's not only this tefillah you should say, B'lashon Rabbim, but all tefillahs, any tefillahs that are said, B'lashon Yochid, you should say them, B'lashon Rabbim. When do you start saying it? So we have the Girsum Mishoshim Ahalich Baderech. I told you there's a Girsum the Rif Mishiyochas Baderech, and some have the Girsum Shiyachzik Baderech. So what does that mean? So some say that it means when you get onto the main road that you're traveling, you get out of your city, and now you're on the road. So the Kolbo says that the Maram, what's it called, it's also brought down in the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch, the Maram used to say it in his house before he left, right, in order that he should be able to say it next to another bracha, because it doesn't start with a bracha, it starts with Yiratzon. So we always have a cloud that you try to be masmich that to another bracha. So he used to say it right after one of the Birchas HaShachar, so he would be able to be masmich it to another bracha, to put it together another bracha. But he said it before he left his house. The Prisha says that that's what it means. It means when he was traveling, and he was in the middle of the road, and the next day he had a, what's it called, get up in the morning in the middle of the journey, and again say Tfilos HaDerech, then he said it in the hotel, because he was already on the road. But if he was mamish in his house and he hasn't started the journey yet, then he didn't say Tfilos HaDerech before he started traveling. Right? That's what the Prisha says. And some say that Bechlal, you don't have to worry about this and be masmechit to another bracha. Tosus and Pesachim says, since it's only a small bracha, a small tefillah, and it's bakashas rachamim, you don't have to bichlal make it close to another bracha. And some say, the Magen Avraham, that when you can, you should be masmechit to another bracha. And even if you're saying it when you're traveling, not in the house, so you should say, go to the bathroom and say Asher Yotzar before you say Tefillah Saderech, eat a fruit and say a bracha achrona before you say Tefillah Saderech, if it's possible. It's not possible, it's a big tircha, you don't have to do that. You can say it like the Tosus says, with just Yiratzah. The Taz says, Taki, you should say Tefillah Saderech before you leave your house. As long as, what's called Machzik Baderech, so the Ateres Zov says, Machzik Baderech means that you're sure you're going to leave. Are you sure you're going to travel? As long as you're sure you're going to make a journey, you say the Tefillah Saderech before you leave the house. And he says that there's no makor for saying it dafka when you start the journey, except if you're going to travel with other people, then the Barovam Hadras Melech. You should say it when there's a lot of people around. If you're traveling alone, you could say it before you leave the house, or when you know you're going to leave the house for sure to make the journey. The Magen Avraham argues, and he says you can't say Tefillah Saderech till you get out of the city. Not only out of the city, you have to be 70 amos out of the city, means that's the Ibur of the city. And therefore, if you have a lot of houses around, and it's all considered within one tchum, then the chari, you can't say Tefillah Saderech till you go away from all the places that are continuous with your place. And the Aruch HaShulchan says the ikar is to say it when you leave your house. As soon as you leave your house. The Chida also says, as soon as you go out of your house, and you're ready to start the journey, you say it. What's the halacha? The halacha is that you shouldn't say Tefillah Saderech till you leave the city, and at least 70 amas out. But the Eved, even if you said it in your house, you yotze. So what's called leaving the city? So here, Lamaisa, since all of these roads are continuous, to Chashmonayim is considered part of our city for the Kum, and from there it could be that what's it called to all the other Yeshuvim on this side of the road, the other side of the road. So usually what I tell people is what's called Machzik Baderech. When you get out of any of the short journeys you can make, just to here, to Home Center, to Modi'in, to Reyut, once you pass the light by Reyut Makabin, then already from there on it's a journey to Yerushalayim or to Beit Choron or whatever. That point is called Machzik Baderech. So that's when you should make Tefillah Saderech, after you leave, after you pass that light, when you can't turn in anymore to Makabim Reyut, then you're already on the derech. That's not just a local traveling. But if you want to say it, what's it called? At the light when you make the turn from the main road, or you, even when you get onto the main road, you leave the gate of Kiryat Sefer and turn onto that side road. And there also is a makom to say it. But Lanias Daiti Machzik Baderech is only when you get on past Makabim Reyut, and that's called already. Now you're on the derech that you're traveling. More than just a local thing. Okay. We have two pshatim that we saw here. Ad Parsa, there's a third one we'll see. Ad Parsa, Rashi says that if you already traveled a Parsa and you didn't say Tfilas HaDerech, then you can't say it anymore. The Pnei Yeshua explains why. Because Gemara later on says that when a person was on a journey, he didn't daven for 3 days when he came back for a journey, because your head is not clear, right? So you can't daven while you're traveling. Once you travel a parsa, says the Pnei Yeshua, you're on a journey. So if you can't daven for 3 days after the journey, you don't daven then either. So you don't say Tfilas HaDerech if you've already traveled one parsa. That's the Pnei Yeshua. The Meiri says another reason why, if you already traveled a parsa, since the whole idea of Tfilas HaDerech is like asking God's permission to leave, if you already traveled a parsa, you already left without asking permission, now's not time to ask permission. So the whole concept doesn't apply after you already traveled a parsa. Okay? That's only l'chatchila. B'di'evit, if you travel the parsa, you still say it, as long as you haven't gotten close to where you're going. And the Shulchan Aruch says, if you haven't gotten within a parsa of your destination, you still say Tfilas HaDerech. You still have a parsa to go. Okay? And some say that if you've already traveled the parsa, then you only say it without Baruch Ato Hashem. Okay? You say it till the chasima, but not including the chasima. And that's what the Smak says. Lamaisa, we hold that even if you travel more than a parsa, but you still have more than a parsa to go till you get to the next city where you're going, then you say it. You say the regular Tfilas HaDerech, but only b'di'evit. The Bahag, we said, says that, like Rashi brings down, that the idea of parsa is not that you have to say it within the first parsa, but if you're making a trip of less than a parsa, you don't say Tfilas HaDerech altogether. Okay, they ask, Rabbi Yona asks, L'chor, it says, all drachim are b'cheskes sakana, so even if it's less than a parsa. So why is this parsa important? So they say that that's only if you're traveling between small villages. Then even less than a parsa is a sakana. But if you're leaving a city, right, main roads are not a sakana unless there's a parsa. And therefore the Sfarim say that if taka, it's a dangerous place. You're going through an Arab village, and you have to pass through an Arab village, and it's less than a parsa, you still say Tfilas HaDerech with a brach. It's only where there's no danger, and it's less than a parsa, no specific danger, and it's less than a parsa, then you don't say Tfilas HaDerech. we're mouth people like both of them. You only say Tfilas HaDerech with l'chatchilo, before you've traveled a parsa, and if you're traveling less than a parsa, there's no special sakana, you don't say Tfilas HaDerech at all, and you can say it without the chasima. The Meiri has a third pshat. He says that you don't say Tfilas HaDerech until you've traveled a parsa, because until a parsa, it's not called Machzik B'Derech. So he holds just the opposite. You don't say Tfilas HaDerech until you've traveled a parsa, then you say it. Okay, now, do you say it, you have to stop, or can you say it moving? So the Rif says it's better to do like Rav Chisda and stop. However, he says that's only if there's no tircha, if you're not in a rush and it's going to make you're stopping the trip and you have to get somewhere or whatever, then you can do even like Rav Sheshes and say it while you're moving. Okay, in Tosas Taka Pasos Rav Sheshes, you can say Tfilas HaDerech while you're moving. Now the Shaila is like this. What does that mean? Do you have to, what's it called, stop the animal? Do you have to get off? Even according to those who say you have to stop, you have to get out and stand up. Or you can sit on the animal or sit in the car just if it stops. Okay? And the halacha is basically that even if you hold, you have to stop, you don't have to get down and stand up. Okay? And some hold that you have to get down and stand up. Even by Shmoneh Esrei, we'll see you don't have to do that. But Shmoneh Esrei is a long time. And then you're going to be upset about the fact that you're wasting so much time getting down, getting up, so you don't have to get off the animal, by Shmon Esrei. But there's a small tefillah, short tefillah, some hold you have to get off and stand up. You should stop your animal. We'll see about a car in a second. But if you didn't, you can keep moving. And even if you stop, you don't have to get off the animal. You can stay on the animal and say tefillas haderech. There got to be a car, the chara. Later on, we'll see that there may be a difference between walking yourself or riding when the animal's walking. Because when you walk, you have to concentrate on walking. When you're on an animal, the animal does the walking for you. You're just sitting there. So in a car, lechara, if you're a passenger, it's like an animal. But if you're the driver, it's not like an animal. You have to concentrate on pushing the gas and the brake and what's going on or whatever. So it's more like walking yourself. So the chatchila, if you're not in a rush, it's better probably if the driver to stop the car and say tefillas haderech. If you're a passenger in a bus or a passenger in a car and you're saying tefillas haderech, then lechara, you don't have to stop. Even if you stop, you don't have to get out of the car. But the maisa, if you're in a rush or whatever, you can even say it walking, and same thing goes for driving. You say it while you're driving. Okay, let's go on. Ma ika bein havineinu l'tfila ketzara. This is a little bit mashma like the Rambam. We said that according to one shot in the Rambam, the reason he doesn't mention tefillas haderech because he holds this isn't tefillas haderech. This is a tefillah, another short tefillah, another way of saying a short tefillah when you're in the derech. Okay? That you're allowed to say a short version of Shmoneh Esrei. Because if this would be a new thing about tefillas haderech, what's it over here? Now we're going back to what's between havineinu and tefillah ketzara. We finished with tefillah ketzara on the Amud before. Now we went to a new thing about tefillas haderech. This should have been right after the other one. If it has to do with it, if this is tefillas haderech, and then should have come tefillas haderech. But if, like the Svarim say in the Rambam, that the Rambam held that this is not tefillas haderech, this is another tefillah ketzara that you say baderech, then it's good. Now we have another nusach. Now we finished with what tefillah ketzara is. Now we discuss what's the difference between havineinu and tefillah ketzara. So if you learn like that in the Rambam, the order in the Gemara is much better than if you learn this is a new thing about tefillas haderech, which then comes in between our discussion of tefillah ketzara. Now we're going back to the discussion of tefillah ketzara. So my ikka ben havineinu l'tefillah ketzara. Havineinu boi l'tzluya gimel kamaisa v'gimel basraisa v'chimati l'veisei l'boi l'meheder l'tzluya. By havineinu, if you daven havineinu instead of Shmoneh Esrei, you have to first say the first three brachas, the last three brachas completely, and then you say in the middle havineinu. And since you basically mentioned all of the brachas, and you said the first three brachas and last three, if you get back home, you finish your trip, and you're not in the Mokum Sakan anymore, and you get back home and it's still time to daven, you don't have to daven again. You were yotze davening with this. Except you only can be yotze davening with this when there's a sakana, when there's a shasat zorech or whatever. And you were in a shasat zorech, you daven this, finish your yotze. Tefillah ketzara, well, you didn't say the first three brachas and last three brachas. Lo boilet slui, lo gimel kamais, lo gimel v'sraisi. You don't say the first three brachas and last three brachas. Because your mama should have mokum sakana. So you don't have time for anything. Just that little two, three lines. And Baruch Atah Hashem Shomea Tefillah. V'chimati lebeisi boi lemeheder l'tzluya. Therefore, if you get home, you have to daven again. So if you don't get home in the time for davening, you've missed it, then b'di'evin, they said you yotze with this. But it's not that it takes the place of Shmoneh Esrei, right? It's like you're an onus. You can't daven. So at least do this. But not that it's in the place of Shmoneh Esrei. It's not like you daven Shmoneh Esrei. V'hilchus ha'avineinu mu'umid, tefillah ketzara bein mu'umid bein mahalach. Havineinu, you have to stop to say, can't travel, and tefillah ketzara, you can say whether you're standing or you're walking. Because tefillah ketzara, the person you're saying is because you're in sakana. So you can't, make a person stop, right? He's rushing through, and he can only say this tefillah, he can say it while he's walking. Okay, Rashi. V'chimati lebeisi boi mahader l'tzluyei. Shari lo ispal klum etzvila Shmoneh Esrei. He didn't say anything in Shmoneh Esrei. Right? He said Shomea Tefillah. But he didn't say the first three brachas, the last three brachas, didn't say even a remez of the other brachas. Shane Daito Miusha. This will all be getting it. Okay. Okay, let's just see what's over here by Havineinu. There's a shiloh like this. What happens if you daven a tefillah katzara? We said now, if you get home in time to continue davening, so you have to daven a real Shmoneh Esrei. You weren't yotzei with that. What happens if you don't get home within the time to say a real Shmoneh Esrei? What do you do the next tefillah? Now do you say it tashlumin? Right? You didn't say Shmoneh Esrei for mincha. You didn't get home by night. You got home after tzeis. So you can't daven mincha. You got home after shkia. You can't daven mincha anymore. Okay? So all you did was say a tefillah katzara. If you had gotten home before shkia, you would have had to daven another Shmoneh Esrei. So now you didn't daven that other Shmoneh Esrei because you missed the time. Now, maybe it's like regular time. You missed mincha, you daven two marav. So some hold, that's what you do. You have to daven, what's it called, tashlumin. However, some hold, the Rambam, that there's no tashlumin. Because Lamaisa, if you are still in that time of davening and you didn't daven, fine. But if you daven a tefillah katzara, then b'di'evid, that was what all they expected from you. So it's even though it doesn't take the place of Shmoneh Esrei, but it's not like you didn't daven Shmoneh Esrei. It's like you were an onus. The Mele, you don't have to daven tefillah tashlumin. The Aruch HaShulchan says an interesting combination. He says like this. If you didn't daven mincha, you were in a mokum sakon, you daven tefillah katzara. And then you came home in time to daven, you have to daven Shmoneh Esrei. Okay, what happens if you came home in time to daven and you didn't daven Shmoneh Esrei? For whatever reason, you got involved or whatever, or you forgot, you didn't know the halacha, you didn't daven another Shmoneh Esrei. Now you have to make tashlumim at Marit. Because you came back in a time you could have daven Shmoneh Esrei and you didn't. So it's like a regular case where you didn't daven Shmoneh Esrei. But what happens if you didn't daven mincha, you said it's tefillah katzara, and you didn't come home in time to say Shmoneh Esrei, then you don't have to make it up in the next tefillah. Because then, Lamaisa, you're covered for that whole time. Because you said it's tefillah katzara. Okay. Next. Hayorochev ala chamor, Tanur Rabbanan. Hayorochev ala chamor v'giyaz man tefillah. Okay, till now we've spoke about stopping for tefillah saderech, stopping for a tefillah katzara and havineinu. Now we're going to talk about stopping, or what's it called, or riding while you say Shmoneh Esrei. If you have somebody to hold on to your chamor so it doesn't run away while you say Shmoneh Esrei, you get off the donkey and daven. If you don't have anybody to hold your chamor, then you should sit on the donkey and daven sitting down. You don't have to get down altogether. Even if you have somebody to hold the donkey, don't get down. Because once you get down, you're going to be thinking about the donkey and thinking about getting back on and thinking about a million things. Better to daven on the donkey with a clear head than to have to get down, right, and waste more time, from your journey and the daven without a clear head. Amar Rava, Vissim, Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Halacha k'Rebbe. The Halacha is like Rebbe, that either way you can say Shmoneh Esrei sitting down on the chamor. Okay. So now, see all of these things. In any case, when it comes to Havineinu or Tefillah Katzara, there, what's it called? You can say it traveling, okay? And Havineinu Dafka, you have to stop. If there's no tirda of what's it called, that you're there, because it's a short Tefillah, and you're not going to be concerned about the fact that you're getting to where you have to get to later, because it's only a few seconds. And therefore, you don't have to, you have to stop when you say Havineinu. Mashen Ken Shmoneh Esrei, we say you can say while you're moving. Right? If you are tiered this, you can say while you're moving. They ask Kasha, though, but Havineinu is no longer or no shorter than Yontif Shmoneh Esrei. It's Masma and Yontif, there's the same halachas of regular Shmoneh Esrei. So it doesn't seem to be that it shouldn't make a difference, long or short. So some say, Lamais, even though Yontif only has seven brachas, like Havineinu, right? You only say the first three, last three, and one middle bracha. But Lamais, it's a longer nusach. Pnei Yeshua says, since on Yontif you're not asking for anything, right? Also, it's, they weren't matriach you. And the tzlach says, takan yont, if you have to stop, just like havinenu, no difference. Shmon Esrei, walking or riding or whatever, Rashi holds that you're allowed, we saw the Rashi? Maybe not. Yeah, we did say the Rashi. Okay, so what's it? Rashi holds that you can stay sitting on the donkey, right? Because, and the donkey can keep moving. Because we're afraid that your mind will be involved with, you're not going to be mechaven because you're worried about getting late to the place where you're supposed to go. And Tosfos says, even when there's no sakana, you're allowed to continue saying Shmoneh Esrei while you're riding on a donkey. Okay? And the Rabbeinu Yosef, the Rosh brings down, is only b'makom sakana can you do that. The Rabbeinu Yonah holds that even though you're allowed to say Shmoneh Esrei sitting on the donkey, but you have to stop the donkey. Right, you don't have to get down, but you have to stop. But he says, Lamaisa, and most of the svarim say, it depends really on the road. If you're in a rush, and you're going to become the vulbul if you stop, then you can continue going. If you're not going to become the vulbul and you're not in a rush, then better you should stop. But you don't have to, what's it called, get off. And others say that when there's no ikuv, anyway, you're waiting for other people to go, or whatever. And you're not going to, by stopping, you're not going to get there any faster if you keep going because you're part of a caravan or whatever, then you have to stop also. The Meiri holds it, Benkach u Benkach, right? You have to stop for the first three brachas and last three brachas, and then you can continue going, walking, or riding for the middle brachas. And others hold it just in Avos, you have to stop. For the first bracha. After that, you can continue walking. And it doesn't make a difference if what's it called, you're walking with your feet or the animal's walking, doing the walking for you. It's all the same. Others hold that walking with your feet is worse than on the animal, like we explained before. Now, if you daven while you were walking, okay, and then you got home while you could still daven a normal davening, so the Beis Yosef and Shulchan Aruch says that you have to daven again. If you took what's it called daven while you were traveling, right? Then you have to daven again when you get home at this time. Rav Eger says that's only if you daven sitting down. But if you daven standing up while you were traveling, right? You know, as you were walking, standing up, then you don't have to daven again. But if you were sitting down and daven. In other words, sometimes you see the Divan Tefillah is going away, and you're afraid you won't get home in time, and you're on a bus, and you can't stand up. So you're allowed to daven sitting down. But if you get home, and it's still time to daven, you have to daven again standing up. You'll see in 1 second, that's not the minig, but that's the halacha. And, however, if you davened while you were walking, so you're standing, then the halacha is that you don't have to daven again. In any case, Lamaisa, that Morgan Avram says, we're not knowing to daven again, even if you daven sitting down, as long as you were able to daven because you were in a rush, or you were in a place where you couldn't stand up, and if you didn't daven like that, you wouldn't be able to daven later, if that's what you thought, you don't daven again. Minig HaOlam is not to daven again, even though Lahalacha should be that if you're sitting down and you daven, you should have to daven again, the minig is not to daven again.
Are you holding
airplanes? Airplanes, yeah, same thing. If you can't stand up, there's a turbulence or whatever, you can dive in sitting down, and you don't have to dive in again. Itan Rabbanan. Sumo mishenu yachol lechavin es haruchos. A person who's blind, or a person doesn't know directions. Right? He doesn't have a compass with him, so he has no idea, and it's a cloudy day, so he can't tell from the sun, right, what the directions are. Yechavin libo keneged oviv sheba shamayim. He should mechav in his heart as if he's davening opposite the Rabbanu Shalom. Shenemar v'shpa'u Hashem ha'yomi b'chutz la'aretz. If you know which direction you're facing, then yechav in his libo k'neged Eretz Yisrael. You should mechav in his libo k'neged Eretz Yisrael, right? And most of the Rishonim learn, yechav in libo doesn't mean his heart, it means his face. You should face Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar v'shpa'u eilecha derech artzom ha'yomi b'Eretz Yisrael yechav in his libo k'neged Yerushalayim. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, you should face towards Yerushalayim. Shenemar v'spal la Hashem derech ha'ir asher bacharta.
Hayomeg Yerushalayim, if you're standing in Yerushalayim, Yechavnes Ligo Keneged Beis HaMikdash, you'd face where the Makom HaMikdash is. Shenemer Espalo HaBayis HaZeh. Hayomeg Beis HaMikdash, if you're in the Beis HaMikdash, Yechavnes Ligo Keneged Beis Kodesh HaKadosh, you should face towards the Kodesh HaKadosh. Shenemer Espalo HaMakom HaZeh. Hayomeg Beis Kodesh HaKadosh, if you were inside the Kodesh HaKadosh, Yechavnes Ligo Keneged Beis HaKaporos, you should face towards the Aron. Right? Some take this out. Whoever davened in the Kodesh HaKadosh. Even the Kohen Gadol didn't say his tefillah in the Kodesh HaKadosh, he said it outside in the Heichal. So some say, no, it's talking about the case where they have people repairing the Kodesh HaKadosh. They used to lower them down into the Kodesh HaKadosh in little boxes so they didn't see what was going on, and sometimes they had to work there all day and daven there. So then you should, it tells you which way to face. If you're standing out in back of the Kodesh HaKadosh, there was a place between the back wall of the Mikdash and the wall of the Hara of the Azara, so then you face the other way, you face backwards towards the Kodesh HaKadosh. Nimtza Omid B'Mizrach Masur Panav L'Marav. If you're in the east of Eretz Yisrael, you face towards the west. B'Marav Masur Panav L'Mizrach. If you're west, you face east. B'Dorah Masur Panav L'Sofi. If you're south of Eretz Yisrael, you face north. B'Tzofon Masur Panav L'Dorah. If you're north, you face south. Everybody is facing the same way. Why it says Libam is because the Rishonim say that you can never face, if you're in Chutz La'aretz, you can never face exactly towards the Makom Kodesh HaKadoshim. You can face generally the Derech of Eretz Yisrael. But you can't get exactly that if you drew a straight line from where you are, you get into Kodesh HaKadoshim. So what you can face, generally you face. And the rest you do in your heart that you have in mind that you're trying to face towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Omrav Oven Vishemer of Avina Micro, what's the pasuk that represents that? Kenigdal David Savoreich Bonudis Alpios. This is refers to the Sanikdash, is Kenigdal David, like the Tower of David. Your neck is like a Tower of David. Bonudis Alpios. Tail Shekol Pios Ponimbo. That is the mound that every mouth faces towards when it says Shemoneh Esrei. Okay. Rashi. Rebbe said, we didn't learn this from this Rashi. She'ain daitom yushevis alav. She'kosh alav ikuv aderech. Why isn't daitom yushevis alav? Because you're going to be worrying about the fact that you're being delayed. So therefore, as long as there's an idea, you're traveling and you're going to be delayed, you don't have to get off the animal, and not only that, you can travel, you can dive most of the time when you're moving. L'chavinus haruchos, l'tzad Eretz Yisrael, k'deboinin l'meimer, tail shall call ponimbo. You have to daven towards Eretz Yisrael, but if you don't know which way to face, then just have in mind that you're facing towards Eretz Yisrael. Have in mind you're facing the Rabban Shalom. Achorei beis hakaporis, b'marav ha'azara, ha'yudud aleph ama chotzer mikosul beis kodesh hakadoshim l'kosul marav yishal azara. Behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim, okay? In other words, the Mikdash was towards the west, so in the extreme west of the Heichal, where the Kodesh HaKadoshim was, there's a wall. That was the back wall of the Mikdash. Between that wall and the wall of the Azara, there was 11 Amos. But you were behind the Mikdash. So normally you would face from east towards west if you came into the Mikdash. But once you're behind it, the Kodesh HaKadoshim is to your east, not to your west. So then you don't face west anymore. You turn around and you face towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim, towards the back of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's called Achorei Beis HaKaporis. The Ha'omeg Shah, Masur Ponev, the Beis HaKaporis, Lemizrach. You face eastward towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim.